Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Talk to that person who's like Margaret, who's so focused on the irreplaceable loss that they can't even imagine moving from forgiveness to forgraceness and or unforgiveness to forgraceness. And I just know this, that when we rehash those losses and rehash the disappointments, we dig ourselves a deeper ditch. So that person who feels like they're listening to you going, I can't get there from here, what are some first steps that they could take?
I think you got to start with God. You've got to say, listen, God, I've cut off more than one of your fingers.
Yeah.
I have done just irreparable harm because of my sinful life. And receive forgiveness from him. And the one that's forgiven much loves much. And I can't love, and one of the greatest expressions of love is forgiveness and for graciousness. I can't do that if I'm not in touch with my need to be forgiven. And when I realize how much I've hurt and harmed God, as well as failed other people, that sense of judgment begins to wash away. So I think you start there. Then you move into, you know what, I have received some pain because of what someone has done to me, because of abuse or because of some kind of brokenness in me at the hands of someone else. That's a terrible, terrible tragedy. But you've got to remember, you can get through it. You can get beyond it with the help of God. Part of it is saying, I'm going to forgive that person. It doesn't mean they're not held accountable. Remember, it means that I'm letting them go and sending them away to the Lord and allowing the Lord to deal with them. And when we truly believe that the Lord is the greatest judge of all and that he knows how to balance the scales and that he knows how to handle anybody that's ever done anything to you wrong, when you come to that realization, then forgiveness seems to make a little bit more sense, because it's not like, okay, we're getting away with no justice whatsoever. No, you're sending them away to God, and you're going to let God be the one to have vengeance and to judge and to do what he wants to do. It becomes a faith issue at that point. And sometimes people don't actually realize how faith and forgiveness interconnect. I forgive by faith. You know, it's not just a choice. This process and this walk is won by faith. And Lord, I'm forgiving. I don't know how to do this, but by faith, I choose to do it. And that's when God empowers it.
And that is such a key point, David, to engage your faith and say, I'm doing this by faith. Because I think where we get stuck is our emotions. I don't feel very forgiven. I still want to conk them on the head, you know? But to say, I'm doing this by obedience, by faith, trusting God will give me what I need. And I think you even referenced Corrie Ten Boom in that story, coming face to face with one of the guards that just totally assaulted she and her sister in her prison camp. And he said, I've heard your message on grace. Would you forgive me? And she didn't want to forgive him initially. But by obedience, because of her love for the Lord, she extended her hand. And she said, as she took that action, like the Holy Spirit infused her arm with power. Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.